This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
This morning on WCHL, the mayors of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro have joined 223 other mayors last in signing an amicus brief urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule for equal marriage rights nationwide.
We're talking about the family. We're talking about people and their daily lives.
UNC faculty chair Dr. Bruce Cairns tells WCHL's Blake Hodge that the university's work on poverty will continue despite the decision to close the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity at UNC. And University Athletic Director Bob Cunningham says he and others at the university are looking to find a way to help Ryan Hoffman, a former UNC offensive lineman who is now homeless, living on the streets of Lakeland, Florida. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. NWCHL Championship Sports. Once again, the Tar Heels were not able to hold on to a second-half lead against Duke, losing in the Smith Center on Saturday night. And
is old Roy going soft on us?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 WCHL. We have 51 degrees this morning. It's going to be mostly cloudy today. High today in the upper 60s, but doesn't it feel good to wake up this morning, walk outside, and have it feel so good? You may not have experienced that yet, but you will. It's just kind of a mild day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight and the low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, not bad, but a chance of rain, 50-50 chance of rain, and the high in the upper 60s. The mayors of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro have joined 223 other mayors in signing an amicus brief urging the United States Supreme Court to rule for equal marriage rights nationwide. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt told WCHL that there's good reason for the Supreme Court to listen to mayors, not just state and federal legislators, when it comes to speaking for the rights of citizens.
We're talking about the family. We're talking about people and their daily lives. And mayors are in a closer relationship with their citizens in that regard.
For several years, Kleinschmidt has been a member of Mayors for the Freedom to Marry. It's a group of around 700 mayors joined under the banner of Freedom to Marry, a national coalition of state organizations and allies working for marriage equality. Kleinschmidt, along with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle and Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, joined 223 other mayors in signing a Friends of the Court brief that was filed with the U.S. Supreme Court. This spring, a battle that could be a decisive one for the war will be fought there. On April 28th, the justices will hear arguments in Obergefell versus Hodges, the leading Ohio case linked with other marriage equality cases from Tennessee, Michigan, and Kentucky. Federal courts have ruled in recent years that denying marriage equality was a violation of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina, the Amendment 1 gay marriage ban was struck down in October. Here's Kleinschmidt.
But things changed a little bit this last year when the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is made up of Michigan and Ohio and Tennessee, came up with a different decision. They held that there was not a fundamental right to marry.
That decision creates what Kleinschmidt calls a very sharp division between the Sixth Circuit and every other federal court in the country that has taken up this issue. That's why the U.S. Supreme Court granted a review. There are two main questions being considered. Does the U.S. Constitution require states to recognize the right of same-sex couples to marry, or do state governments get to decide who has that right? And are states required to recognize same-sex marriages from other states? A lot of issues come into play here: inheritance rights, hospital visitation rights, parental rights, and rights when traveling, to name a few. Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle recently got married to longtime partner Alicia Stemper in a public ceremony at Town Commons. She said that not being treated equally wherever she travels, in her own country, really hits home with her these days.
I hadn't even really thought about it that way because I feel like, whew, I'm finally married. When I go home to visit my family in Ohio, I'm not.
There's reason for Lavelle and others to feel encouraged, though. Freedom to Marry has allies from both sides of the political aisle in the U.S. Conference of Mayors and within its own group. Here's Freedom to Marry's national campaign director, Mark Solomon.
We have mayors of both parties who are part of our program. One of our co-chairs, the mayor of San Diego, is a Republican, and we have several other Republican mayors who are part of the effort.
Here in North Carolina, however, same-sex marriage remains a partisan issue at the state capitol. Last week, the Republican-controlled NC House took up Senate Bill 2, which would allow magistrates and people working at deeds offices to deny marriage-related services to same-sex couples based on religious objections. That GOP-backed bill passed the Senate almost strictly on party lines. Kleinschmidt calls that notion that government employees could selectively deny services outrageous. He said that if Senate Bill 2 passes the House, then Governor Pat McCrory will certainly hear from him, as well as three other openly gay mayors in North Carolina.
I'll be asking him to veto it. If he doesn't veto it and it becomes law, I anticipate that there are going to be court challenges to Senate Bill 2 almost immediately.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Dr. Jan Boxall, who's been one of the key figures in the academic scandal at Carolina, resigned her position, the university announced late last week. Rick White, Associate Vice Chancellor for Communications and Public Affairs at UNC, says Boxall's resignation came just before her appeal of her firing was to be heard by a faculty committee.
That hearing was scheduled to take place. However, Dr. Boxall chose to resign prior to that hearing starting. So once that letter of resignation was received and accepted, then that whole process just stopped.
Boxall's resignation was effective February 28th. White says they did not cut a deal for this registration.
There was no settlement per se. Dr. Boxall is covered under the state of North Carolina retirement system. However, we're treating this now simply as a resignation and going forward and not a termination because she did resign prior to that termination process being complete.
White says that as far as the university is concerned, the resignation of Dr. Boxall is a closed book. Many UNC faculty members and citizens across the state have expressed concern recently with the Board of Governors' decisions to close three centers across the UNC system, including one here in Chapel Hill. That story and more news coming up in just a moment. It's 6:13.
Are you a woman looking for prenatal care? Or are you pregnant and wondering where to deliver your baby? Come to UNC Family Medicine. We deliver our babies at the North Carolina Women's Hospital, the very first public teaching hospital in North Carolina to receive prestigious international recognition as a baby-friendly birth facility. So, if you are looking for outstanding care, look no further than UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life. Call 966-0210 for an appointment.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Dell Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Many UNC faculty members and citizens across the state have expressed concern recently with the decision from the UNC Board of Governors to close three centers across the UNC system. UNC faculty chair Dr. Bruce Cairns tells WCHL's Blake Hodge that the university's work on poverty will continue despite the decision to close the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity at UNC.
What is UNC going to be able to do to try to help out with those centers going forward, and what was your general reaction from the Board of Governors meeting?
Well, as you mentioned, this was very disappointing. We had, as a faculty council, had earlier passed a resolution that suggested that the Board of Governors follow the policy that had been in place regarding centers and institutes, that those decisions are made by the individual campuses, in particular the chancellors, the Board of Trustees, and the faculty. So we thought that that was a good policy. In addition, we endorsed the work of the Poverty Center. And so the idea that one of our centers would be closed and that we would not have the ability at UNC Chapel Hill to make that decision clearly caused difficulties for us. So where we stand now is there was just a message that was sent out by Chancellor Folt that reiterates that we're going to continue our work on poverty. Professor Nickel is going to continue his work on poverty. I believe that the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation will continue to support that work on poverty because very little, if any, state funds were used to support this center, and that there may be a number of other nonprofits and other entities that will support this work. So my strong belief is that work will continue and that Professor Nickel will continue to do what he has done in the past and that that's really important to the university. The second is that we do appreciate the fact that none of our other centers had any of their funds cut. The General Assembly had commissioned this review to find $15 million to support other university initiatives. And so we're pleased that none of our centers have been recommended for any decrease in state funding. So that's important as well. I think that we're going to have to continue to support the work of our faculty, and I think support the ability for our university, UNC Chapel Hill, that is, to continue to do the kind of interdisciplinary collaborative work that I think is, in many cases, not possible elsewhere in support of the people of the state of North Carolina.
That is Bruce Cairns speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge. You'll hear more from him coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. It's 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot of traffic to report on this morning. Everything moving very smoothly right now, but if you know something we're not reporting to, that we should, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro, and you'll hear from Nikki Morse in just a few minutes here on WCHL. The Carolina Ann's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine, prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Cruisers. It is 51 degrees right now. Feels really good out there this morning. Mostly cloudy today. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight partly cloudy and then cloudy after midnight. Just plain old cloudy. Slight chance of rain after midnight. Our overnight low around 48 to 49 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high around 68 degrees. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fill up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. It is 6:19. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz. Well, as you know by now, it was a bit of deja vu for Carolina on Saturday night. Once again, Tar Heels not able to hold on for a second-half lead against the Blue Devils. DeBacker Road sweep went the way of Duke by a score of 84-77 in the Smith Center. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on Saturday night's disappointment.
A mass exodus of fans in the Smith Center is rarely a good sign, especially when the game is still in progress, and especially when the opponent is Duke, and especially on senior night. All of this added up to a pretty emotional Roy Williams in the postgame press conference.
I've got to do a better job of getting them to focus. Can't have those stretches there against a really good basketball team, and I hate it on senior day. But I was spoiled rotten. 10 years as an assistant coach, we always won on senior day. First 24 years as a head coach, we won on every senior day. And now we've lost two of the last three, and so whatever I was doing earlier, I need to get back to doing a better job.
One player who did do a great job Saturday night was Duke freshman sensation Tyus Jones, who saves his best stuff for the clutch moments. And once again, he delivered on the biggest stage. Jones finished with 24 points to lead all scorers. Senior Quinn Cook wasn't far behind, tallying 20 points. But Duke's Coach K credited a different player for changing the complexion of the game in the second half.
Our backcourt was sensational. You know, those two kids have played so well all year. The big key to the game was Emil. You know, starting him in the second half, and we started to do something a little bit different defensively in the full court, and he's the best guy to do that.
Duke's press, led by Emil Jefferson, flustered Carolina, leading to costly turnovers that in turn the Blue Devils took full advantage of. In total, UNC coughed up 20 turnovers. That doesn't make any coach happy, let alone Coach Williams.
Turnovers, needless to say, hurt us, and their offensive rebounding in the second half hurt us.
UNC's Marcus Page turned in a solid 23-point outing, but it wasn't enough to make it a memorable performance. That would require a victory. The junior guard says the difference between the Tar Heels and the rivals comes in attention to detail and precise execution.
Just the discipline to finish out possessions the right way. You know, we had a couple good defensive possessions where they would get the offensive rebound. They had, I think, 4 second chance points and 3 possessions down the stretch, and just not containing the ball. A couple times they drive and kick for 3. That's their specialty. That's what they do, and we let up in that regard. So they just made a couple plays due to the discipline and the attention to detail, and we just kind of missed out on those opportunities.
So it's back to the drawing board for the Tar Heels as they prepare for the ACC tournament. As the 5 seed, UNC will face the winner of the Tuesday Boston College-Georgia Tech matchup on Wednesday afternoon in the Greensboro Coliseum. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It still hurts, even though that game was on Saturday night. You can still feel it, can't you? Duke's Jahlil Okafor is the first freshman in Atlantic Coast Conference basketball history to win the league's Player of the Year award. Okafor on Sunday also was announced as a unanimous selection, both as ACC Rookie of the Year and the All-Conference First Team. The ACC announced its award winners following a vote of 64 members of the Atlantic Coast Sports Media Association. Okafor and Notre Dame's Jerrion Grant were the unanimous picks to win All-ACC First Team. That also included Syracuse's Rakeem Christmas, Virginia's Malcolm Brogdon, and Boston College's Olivier Hanlon. Virginia's Tony Bennett was selected as Coach of the Year for the second straight season, after once again leading the Cavaliers to the number one seed in the league tournament. Okafor got 44 votes for Player of the Year award to 14 for Grant. As far as women's basketball is concerned, Jewel Lloyd scored 21 points. Number 2 Notre Dame beat number 16 Duke 55-49 on Saturday in an Atlantic Coast Conference semifinal. Brianna Turner added 11 rebounds to help the top-seeded Fighting Irish earn their 16th straight win. The defending ACC tournament champions improved to 5-0 in the event in their 2 years in the league and earned a return trip to the title game after shooting 39% and holding out the Blue Devils' late push. And it was an interesting game. And, of course, FSU beat Louisville in the other semifinal matchup at the ACC Women's Tournament. More on that coming up later on this morning on WCHL. The Duke offense finally broke through on Sunday in baseball, lifting the Blue Devils to a 9-2 win over the 11th-ranked UNC baseball team at Bosch Emmer Stadium in the final act of their 3-game series. That loss is North Carolina's first in Atlantic Coast Conference play in 2015, dropping their record to 2-1 now in conference play, 10-4 overall. As for Duke, they got their first conference win, improving to 1-2 in the ACC and 11-3 on the year. WCHL's Avery Trendle has more on that coming up next hour on WCHL. In a surprise move, the Tar Heels decided their scheduled starter, senior Benton Moss, needed more rest. So Coach Mike Fox and his staff decided to call on sophomore A.J. Bokuki to try and get the job done. Moss's status going forward still up in the air. Coach Fox said also that it may lead to an ongoing forearm issue. We'll have more on Carolina baseball later on in the morning on WCHL as well. It's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The Academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds 2 annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
625
Radio Network. Progress in the nuclear negotiations with Iran.
How close are we to a deal?
We're closer than we've ever been.
More after this from Charlie.
If you're looking forward to a tax refund, so are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from people just like you. Once an identity thief gets hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity, even your life savings, is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. It provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially online, do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 or visit LifeLock.com and use my last name, Osgood, to save 10%. That's 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040.
Critics have been saying that Iran has so many uranium centrifuges whirring away that they are clearly aiming to build up a nuclear arsenal. But now CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says there appears to be a breakthrough.
In a nutshell, they're ready to cut the number of centrifuges from 19,000 to between 6 and 7,000. And crucially, they'll reduce the amount of enriched uranium from the 7.5 tons they have on hand to about 700 pounds.
Certainly sounds like progress. Could it be that last week's speech by the Israeli Prime Minister and all those threats from the Senate made Iran blink? Senator Lindsey Graham says, don't you believe it?
It's not even close. An Iran with a nuclear weapon is the nightmare for us, Israel, the entire region. You'll have a nuclear arms race in the Mideast, and the Iranians, their regime, cannot be trusted.
And Senator Mitch McConnell thinks we're being suckered into letting Iran keep most of its operation intact.
What we do know about the deal is it looks like it will leave the infrastructure in place with one of the worst regimes in the world.
He's saying that they could claim not to have a bomb, but in fact would have all the parts and could snap it together like so many Legos. The president wants to reassure everybody that any deal would be designed so that Iran couldn't assemble a bomb before the world has a chance to react.
So that even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
Of course, that would render any weapon militarily useless because we would presumably destroy it as soon as they started assembling it. But then, if Iran was willing to sign a deal that strict, why bother holding on to any of the parts? Why not just get rid of them all so there's no misunderstanding? The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
It's barbecue madness time. Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Think Dickey's and barbecue madness. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including fall-off-the-bone pork ribs, moist chicken, pulled pork, beef brisket, add fresh home-style sides along with hush puppies, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Contact Dickey's, your catering experts, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road for a free barbecue madness catering quote today.
In today's modern galaxy, Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions is redesigning homes for the modern family. Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, the goal is to make your space match your lifestyle by optimizing your existing space and reorganizing wisely. Just imagine the difference a wall could make. Removing a wall, that is. It could uncramp a room, brighten your space, save time, improve communication, boost family togetherness, maybe even save the Galactic Republic.
The possibilities are endless.
Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions bring your modern family into today's modern galaxy. No Jedi mind tricks needed. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to cedarburgkitchens.com to schedule a free consultation. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Good morning, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Indeed, 630, WCHL 51 degrees right now. And your forecast brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It's going to be mostly cloudy today, high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and then cloudy after midnight, just plain old cloudy. Slight chance of rain after midnight, low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high tomorrow in the upper 60s. Like the sound of that. Well, Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. They got it going on. You can also check them out online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. All happening at Glass Half Full.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
And we're in the air.
They're off.
Two pilots have flown out of Abu Dhabi.
This airplane can fly forever.
There are 17,248 solar cells built into the wings of the Solar Impulse 2 aircraft. Pilot Bertrand Piccard hopes to go round the world.
It's a big hope that people will understand why we do that. In order to really promote clean technologies, renewable energies, show that we can make incredible things now without any fuel.
Piccard's already gone round the world in a balloon back in 1999.
Now the adventure has started.
And says fellow pilot Andrew Borschberg.
We are all confident and hopefully we'll be able to see each other here in 5 months.
They plan to fly 12 segments covering about 25 days of flight. The journey will include stops in India, Myanmar, China, then across the Pacific, over the U.S. and Southern Europe, before winding back up in Dubai in August. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 51 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. The Chapel Hill Town Council will meet tonight to talk about ways that cyclists and pedestrians can safely cross major roads in the Ephesus Fordham District. An engineering firm has assessed the area and recommends a combination of bridges and tunnels to navigate over and under 15501 and Franklin Street. Those projects range in cost from $625,000 up to $2.7 million. The council will also consider what agricultural support activities should be allowed in the rural buffer. The meeting will begin tonight at 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill Town Hall. Before the town council meeting, the town of Chapel Hill and UNC are announcing a major commitment to the Northside Neighborhood Initiative. Event speakers will include town of Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Fult, and Northside residents. WCHL's Jagmeet Mack will be there and have a report on the developments tomorrow morning. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says he and others at the university are looking to find a way to help Ryan Hoffman.
Gosh, your heart goes out to anybody that's homeless and down on their luck, and to think that it was a Carolina grad, former football player, just it's tragic. It's a sad story.
Last week, the New York Times published a profile of Hoffman, a former UNC offensive lineman who is now homeless, living on the streets of Lakeland, Florida. In the Times piece, Hoffman says he's struggling with cognitive problems that keep him from holding down a job, problems he says stem from his years playing college football in the late 90s. Cunningham says there's an effort underway to bring Hoffman to Chapel Hill to be evaluated by Kevin Guskowitz, co-director of the Sports-Related Traumatic Brain Injury Research Center at UNC.
Kevin said, boy, I'd love to get him here and provide the services we provide former NFL players and do some testing and see if we can help.
Meanwhile, former teammates have launched a fundraising effort to help out a fellow Tar Heel, according to former UNC linebacker Bo Perry.
Thought it was necessary to start to take action immediately and have reached out to Ryan, and we're trying to bring him relief now to let everyone in the Tar Heel family know that once they're in the family, it's tough to get out. And we do this for anyone, any of our guys or gals that fall into the situation. They have a support group that is immense at UNC.
Cunningham says athletics officials also need to clear the plan with the NCAA.
Part of our process would be, hey, let's notify our compliance office. Let's have the compliance office communicate with the conference and with the NCAA. And, you know, that's from a procedural standpoint. From a, you know, human standpoint, you just want to do what you can to help somebody. But, you know, certainly there are rules that you need to follow. And so we're going through those processes.
Bubba Cunningham, along with Rick Steinbacher, is working out details. He says they don't yet have a timeline for action. You can find a link to donate to help Hoffman on our website, chapelboro.com. Many UNC faculty members and citizens across the state have been upset about recent decisions of the Board of Governors to close three centers across the UNC system. UNC faculty chair Dr. Bruce Cairns has told WCHL's Blake Hodges that the university's work on poverty will continue despite the decision to close the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity at UNC. And the Center of Law and Government at Carolina chose to voluntarily close after the UNC Board of Governors made that decision. Cairns told Hodge that you may see more voluntary closings in the future.
I thought it was more of a preemptive move. If you can go ahead and continue your work,
without being in consideration of that, then why would you take the risk?
Well, and there were, I think there were about 11 centers across the UNC system that administratively we don't need to remain a center like this to continue our work. And that, from my understanding, the Center for Biodiversity at East Carolina has said something similar, that they'll be able to continue their work within the departmental structures that they have. And so I think administrative structures that create the centers and institutes within the UNC system was also being evaluated, and I think that individual campuses where these centers are located are looking at those administrative structures. And again, I think it's important, and we believe this is important, and I know the Chancellor believes it's important, that we're able to continue our work, that we're able to continue our work in all of these disciplines. It's what makes us a great university, and so that's going to be how we respond to this decision.
With the recent decisions put forward by the Board of Governors, seems to be an obvious shift there. How would you characterize the feelings and the thoughts of the faculty right now?
Well, there have been a lot of reactions, and there's concern that this reflects a change in the way the UNC system will be administered, and that there are a number of issues related to the way we do business that could significantly impact faculty. And you may have seen a letter in the News and Observer by Professor Leonard regarding some of the changes that have occurred. And I think that what we need to do is really continue to work within our faculty governance structure at UNC Chapel Hill, as well as in the Faculty Assembly, which is the 17 system schools, to continue to define what we think is important and that allows us to do our work, and then try to understand and work with the Board of Governors. Do we need to have a better understanding of what their goals are, a little bit more transparency in terms of what direction we're headed? Some of those directions, particularly if they impinge on academic freedom, will absolutely become problematic for the faculty. And I think that that's what you've noticed. So we are all paying very close attention. We do recognize, however, that the Board of Governors has a significant impact on the appropriation of state funds and the establishing of priorities. And so we need to, particularly if we're involved in faculty governance, continue to work within that structure to ensure that all of the programs and support for our students and the infrastructure of the university is supported. You know, the people of the state contribute an enormous amount to the UNC system and to UNC Chapel Hill. So we understand why there would be, and this is the way the system was created by President Friday, that there would be a voice for the Board of Governors in how we steward the university for the people of the state. But it's very important that our basic principles that we believe in as faculty that have let us get to this point, that we still have a firm foundation of that. And we've talked about this with our administration, our provost and chancellor, as well as the Board of Trustees. And I believe we're all on that same page. But we just need to continue to figure out what direction we're headed and how we can make sure that we stay on that same path. But it's concerning.
That is Dr. Bruce Cairns speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge. You can find that whole interview on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:39 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Russ. That's coming up next. Today's commentary on the way from Walt Mack.
In a galaxy not so far away, homeowners are waiting to make upgrades to their home until they're ready to sell. But why wait? That's like upgrading from an X-Wing to the Millennium Falcon and handing someone else the keys. Trust your feelings and take the leap to make those changes now. That way, you and your Jedi Knights or Padawans can enjoy living in a home that you love now. Don't wait until the Empire Strikes Back. Invest in your home today for the present and the future.
The possibilities are endless.
Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to cedarburgkitchens.com to schedule a free consultation. Again, that number is 919-967-1171 or cedarburgkitchens.com for your free consultation.
With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
51 degrees, 641 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. There's a saying that goes, never cry wolf, unless you mean it. Another saying goes, never yell fire in a crowded theater, unless there really is one. And finally, there's the word explosives. That word is explosive in itself. Well, it actually was used last week as I stood in line at the Chapel Hill main post office. The postal clerk asked the routine question they are required to ask. Does the package contain liquid, perishable, or hazardous material? The man answered, explosives. I couldn't believe what I had heard, nor could the postal clerk. What? She asked. It was just a joke, he answered. She replied, this is a federal facility, and you should never joke by saying something like that. I fully expected she would call the Chapel Hill police and have the man arrested, but she didn't. If he were at the airport and had uttered that word to a Homeland Security inspector, the man would have been immediately arrested. If the postal clerk had called the police, the post office would have been evacuated and closed. And the man, he would have been interrogated not only by the Chapel Hill police, but the FBI as well. I guess I'm glad it turned out the way it did, but if someone were foolish enough to say the E word again to a postal clerk, it could be an entirely different outcome. And the man, well, he was lucky this time. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
For the second time in as many games against Duke this season, the Tar Heels couldn't hold a second-half lead, this time losing a seven-point advantage midway the second half and eventually falling 84-77. Turnovers were the biggest undoing for the Heels as they lost the ball 11 times in the second 20 minutes, including during a crucial stretch, which allowed Duke to stretch the lead. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the game.
We had three straight turnovers. Marcus turned it over. We got it back. Justin turned it over. And Tyus pulled up behind the screen and made a three. We come down and JP turned it over. And they go back and make another three, and it's all of a sudden it's a nine-point game.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had. But he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than four people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Carolina had a big advantage in the paint in the first game in Durham, but not on Saturday night in Chapel Hill. Here's Williams on why.
Early on, we were settling too much for jump shots, and we were too quick shooting the ball on the perimeter as well. When bad shots are just like a turnover, it leads to runouts for them. But I thought we were much more aggressive trying to get the ball to the basket over there than we were today.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by
the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
All right. Thank you very much. That was a disappointing loss, that's for sure. Now the Tar Heels looking to the ACC tournament, which starts later on in the week. 646 WCHL, Nikki Morse just walked into the studio today. And, Nikki, quite an exciting day because I know how much you love Mondays.
Oh, it's my favorite day of the week.
I just can barely contain my excitement to seeing you so excited to be here.
Thank you very much.
Getting up so early in the morning and all that kind of stuff is just something that comes second nature to you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That and my second or third cup of coffee doesn't hurt either. Absolutely not.
Well, I know that you are anxious to take a look at morning traffic.
Of course.
And we're going to do that in just a couple minutes here on WCHL. Also, coming up, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conker's trivia quiz, and a great WCHL hometown hero on the way.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine locally owned independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at 3 times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
At the Durham Orange County Medical Society, our goal is to make you healthier, to improve treatments when you need them, and to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. Started here in 1905, Durham Orange County Medical Society provides support for its members, betters medical knowledge, influences legislation to improve care, and gathers members to provide meaningful associations. Learn more from our website, docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
It is time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Here's Nikki Morse.
Good news is nothing to get in your way so far this morning. 86, 15, 501, and 54. All just starting to see a little bit of life as you approach the 40 access and 40 eastbound. Also in good shape all the way out to the RTP if you're traveling from 86 to the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
That would be great if I could say that to you first thing in the morning. Good news, Nikki. There's nothing to get in your way.
You know what? If only more people had that theory.
If you could just come in here one day and everything would just go splendidly well. Everything was supposed would go the way it's supposed to go.
Or just in general, life would be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It really would. But, you know, at least it's a pleasant thought. So we'll talk to you again in the 7 o'clock hour.
Sure will.
Thanks so much. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Villas Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. We're talking about Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. Now, your Chapel Hill cover of weather presented this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is 51 degrees, mostly cloudy all day. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and a slight chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. And a high tomorrow, about 68 degrees. Check out Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and you'll find some delicious food there. At Dickie's Barbecue Pit, you can enjoy yourself there at Dickie's, or you can get a takeout and take it home, pick it up on your way home from work, whatever the case may be, at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Now, let's take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Singer Lloyd Price, 82 years old today. To be honest with you, I didn't even know that Lloyd Price was still alive. But he is. He's 82. Actress Joyce Van Patten is 81 years old today. Actor-comedian Marty Ingalls is 79. Mickey Gilley, country singer, is 79. Actress Trish Vandeveer is 74. Mark Lindsay, lead singer, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Remember him? 73 years old today. As far as I know, Mark Lindsay still out performing on his own. A former ABC anchorman Charles Gibson, 72 years old today. Robin Trower, great guitarist, rock and roll, 70 years old today. Jeffrey Osborne is 67 years old today. wonderful voice. See, Faith Daniels, TV newscaster, is 58. Actress Linda Fiorentino is 55. Actress Juliette Binoche, 51 years old today. Actor Emmanuel Lewis, Webster fame, is 44 years old today. Actress Jean Louisa Kelly, 43. And actor Carr Smith, 43 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Donald Vaughn has a birthday. Gary Marbury has a birthday today. And Bill Bolin also celebrating. Happy birthday to Bill, Gary, and Donald from all of us here at WCHL. All right, here we go. It's what day is this? It's Monday. It's the beginning of the week, and I can't even. I feel like I've been here for 85 straight days.
Have been answering the phone with all the inclement weather.
I don't even know what day it
is. Yes, schools are closed.
Yeah. You know what? Back in the old days, phone used to ring a million times during the morning show.
Yep.
These days, because of our website,
and
primarily.
Chapelboro.
Because chapelboro.com, and because people are getting emails all the time and all that sort of thing. Phones don't ring all that often. I mean, we call people a lot to talk to them on the air, but, people aren't calling in all the time asking stuff because, they have instant access to it. We have it on the radio all the time, but we also put it on our website, and communication is different than it used to be.
Well, yes, it is. That's good sometimes, and it's bad sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely, because if you lose your computers, computer goes out, internet access is gone.
Or if you're out downtown acting like an idiot, and somebody's got their camera phone.
Yeah. Then you'll look like an idiot to the whole world.
And the whole world gets
15 seconds.
Check you out. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I don't know about you, but I never look like an idiot.
I know.
Which is ridiculous for me to even say. What's up? What kind of question you got?
Mascots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got the ACC men's tournament coming up beginning tomorrow, so I figured we'll do some mascots.
I see. Judging by the mascot, victory is at hand.
Yes. That's just my two cents.
That's just my two cents.
I can't decide whether I like those commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them, man.
Do you like them?
I think the voice and the lion are just perfect.
Okay. Well, good.
I really do. I
Food
love
Lines
them.
Is happy.
I get all excited every time I see a new one. I'm saying, look, a new one.
There you go.
I love the guy who does the voice.
The Rob Lowe Time Warner commercials got to stop.
Gosh,
I mean, they were fun at first, but
I
now
hate it's those things.
Getting a little.
I never thought they were fun.
Well, they were.
First one I saw, I hated it.
Well, okay. What did Rob do to you?
I think nothing. I mean, nothing against Rob Lowe. I just think he probably damaged his own reputation by doing these things because now
looking
people
for
think of those stupid commercials.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
What?
That being the point, we're moving on to mascots.
Okay.
Now, this is going to be a thought-provoking question.
Really?
Yep. The NHL.
Or as the lion would say, really?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. The NHL, which would be the National
Hockey League
and Major League Baseball, share a common mascot or team name, the New York and Texas Rangers.
Right.
Right? The New York Rangers Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Rangers baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Name the SEC East and SEC West college teams that share a common mascot.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? What team in the SEC East and what team in the SEC West, and of course that's the Southeastern Conference, share a common mascot?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Matt Cohn. He's a social studies teacher. Matt, you were nominated by a former parent of a student in your class. She says that you are just the most inspiring teacher ever.
Well, first of all, I'm flattered. I hope her daughter feels the same way. I'm lucky. I'm at a great school, Carrboro High School, and as a teacher, I have some autonomy in my elective course to teach about issues that I'm really passionate about. When a teacher gets to teach things they care about and when they get to connect students with cool speakers and books and films and articles, really interesting things can happen.
They get upset when they hear about things going on in other parts of the world. You do a great
job communicating all of that to your students.
You know, like teenagers get upset when they realize that there's wrong in the world, and that's the exciting part about being a high school teacher is sometimes you're the first person to let them know about a particular issue. Although they might get very excited and frustrated about it, they don't always have an outlet. And so one of the neat things in Kara's case, her daughter, is that she was able to learn a lot about the reconstruction, for example, of Haiti, and it hasn't gone as well as a lot of folks would have liked. And she was able to understand some of the reasons for that, and she was able to come up with her own proposals for how could we do reconstruction in a way that really serves the Haitian people, not folks who are contracted in Washington to do this work. I'm going to hold a high expectation for you. I'm going to give you access to a lot of really cool resources, and then go out there and see what you can come up with. And I've been impressed by what students are capable of when the bar is set high.
And of course, when you make them so excited and so passionate about dealing with the world's problems like poverty, hunger, disease, inequality, that of course makes them better citizens right here at home in our community. And you go so far outside the box, that's why you are such an outstanding teacher.
Well, Ron, I appreciate that. People are very generous with students and teachers. So, you know, my students have been fortunate to talk and meet with a lot of really cool folks. And we just say, can you give us 15 minutes of your time? In exchange for that 15 minutes, you might light a fire under a kid. And that could serve as inspiration for them for decades worth of work. So we've been really lucky. And, you know, I'm biased, but I think the kids at Carborough High are number one when it comes to not just caring about issues, but doing something about them.
Thanks to Laurie Policelli for the nomination. But also, I know you work really hard at helping students see the world beyond the classroom. I appreciate what you do.
Thanks a lot, Ron. And here's the truth. When one of them becomes president of the United States, I tell them they owe me a Skype conversation. And I'll tell them now they've got to be on your show, too.
That's the deal. Matt Cohn, social studies teacher at Carborough High School, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, good morning. 51 degrees, 658 at WCHL.
Rock and roll!
That's coming tomorrow. Hey, listen, the answer to the question that Freddie asked, he said there are two SEC teams that have the same mascot, same nickname. And the answer, really easy for me to come up with, is Mississippi State Bulldogs and the Georgia Bulldogs. You probably had it too. Jesse Bassnight Jr. got it right away. It took him about 3 seconds before he was calling in here telling me the answer. So congratulations, Jesse. Jesse gets $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And Freddie will be back with the rock and roll trivia tomorrow morning.
Have you heard? According to a new study, men who spent less than $2,000 on an engagement ring were more likely to have a successful marriage. At Chatelaine's, we take pride in our beautiful estate pieces and in the wholesale prices we put on them. Not into estate and vintage jewelry? We offer competitive rates on new and trending jewelry as well. Though going deep into debt may seem like a grand gesture, spending wisely without compromising quality is an expression of your commitment to her and your future together. Shop Chatelaine's, located in Carborough's historic car mill.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It's 50 degrees right now. And this forecast brought to you this morning by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. More on them in just a moment here. Mostly cloudy all day. High today about 68. Tonight partly cloudy and a slight chance of rain developing after midnight. Overnight low around 48. And then tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain, high in the upper 60s. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of rain, and not as cool with lows in the upper 50s, believe it or not. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over a dozen years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale. They're located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942-